Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In English, naturally.
In English, naturally.
I don't speak Swedish.
Vi ska prata lite engelska. We're sitting here in the press, olive press in yes. Durazzano with Salvatore. And you speak English.
Yes.
Everybody's, like in Italy, not, people are not that great, actually, to speak English.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but you're born in New York.
I was born in the States.
Yeah.
And from Italian, my parents are Italian, and I lived there for 10 years. Then we moved back in Italy because my father was interested in producing olive oil.
Continuing. Your grandfather had the mill.
My great-grandfather started almost 100 years ago.
Started the mill.
And he started with a very small, old machines with no electricity. So it was very, very...
Donkeys.
Yes. Very difficult to produce the oil at that time. And later, after many years, when electricity arrived in town here in Durazzano, it was my grandfather who put the traditional mill and started producing olive oil with new machines at that time.
Yeah.
So at a certain time, my father decided to come back in Italy and continue what my great-grandfather was doing. And now it's my turn. Yeah. It's 12 years that I took over the business and we renewed the machines, and we enlarged the business, and now we produce olive oil, and we export a little all over the world.
Yeah, and one of the biggest markets are Sweden.
One of the biggest is Swedish market, yeah. And it's something very, very, gives us a great proud and satisfaction, because... what we do is appreciated.
We're going to talk a little about that, the quality, the difference between our oil. We even own land together.
Yes.
We are farmer families. We did this for generations.
Yes.
The tradition and everything who comes with our oil. It's not only the quality, it's also the tradition.
The tradition, that's true. Because usually... Nowadays, the new olive groves are made so the work is very easy to do. They use land where it's easy to work with tractors.
And we have our trees in the mountain.
Our trees are on the mountain, so it's very, very hard work. We can't use machines, and so there's a lot of work, labor work to do.
Yeah, but what I remember is that people were very, very, you know, back in the days, they were like, oh, it's a lot of work for hand and everything.
Yeah.
But what we realized now is that with the old way to harvest by hand, the quality is much higher.
Yes.
And it's all a different, you know, the work we put in to make this olive oil, it's a different oil. It's yes. not the same. That
it makes the difference. Yeah. When you, the taste that our oil yeah. gives you is much different than the one that you buy, that, which is produced by the industries. So it's they're all little particularly techniques yeah. that give a different taste to the oil, different quality. Everything is better.
In Sweden, we had a great scandal. You know, I think 30 of the 23 most biggest brands in Sweden, I think 17 didn't, you know, the quality, you know, for extra virgin, it was lower quality. I think 3 of the oils were so bad you couldn't serve them to humans.
Yes.
That's the type of oil. And people don't understand. Why does your oil cost 160 kroners and that one I can buy for 50? Yes. What's the difference?
Well, actually, the problem is that the people are not informed. They're not knowledged of the quality of the oil,
yeah.
the taste that the oil should have. And they could check by themselves, tasting the cheap oil,
yeah.
which is produced by the industries, and artisan-made oil, Roberto's.
Yeah.
And they can notice the difference is the freshness,
yeah.
because the industry oils are produced in very, very, very big volumes, and they cannot be consumed in 1 year. So what they're buying is oil that can be also 2 years old. And the oil gets bad after 1 year. So
18 months.
After 18 months. Well, actually, 18 months is from the bottling date.
Yeah.
But the oil that has 18 months shelf life
yeah.
could be also 1 year old already.
Yeah.
Because they had it in stock, yeah. so
and that's a guarantee for us. We never, never, never sell oil
no.
who's more than a year.
One year. No. In fact, this year the oil is finished.
Nothing left.
Last year's production is finished, completely finished.
Yeah.
So we will start in 3-4 days. We will
yeah.
start the new harvest, and we will have the Novello oil. And this is the big difference. So the oil you buy from the artisan producers will always be a fresh oil, not older than 1 year. The oil you can find in the stores,
you never know. Cheaper,
you never know how old it can be. So this is something that people should try. It should check.
Yeah, and it's one of the businesses that are most, you know, try to fool people. If you should check the oil, because Italian oil. If you have Italian salaries, you can't go that low, you know, for like 5 euro, 6 euro. No. It's impossible.
Impossible. Well, actually, if you check the market, the
yeah.
oil is has is quoted on the market.
Yeah.
So the price is... now it went up a lot because there's no oil available.
It's going to be crisis.
The harvest is not very good this year. It wasn't that good last year either. So
and we finished.
yeah. So because there's not enough oil on the market, the price went up a lot. And you can like notice if you well actually you can calculate. If you buy the oil, which is quoted on the market for, usually, as I was saying, in the past, it was around 4 euros
yeah.
per liter. Now, it's more than doubled the price. But let's just make an example of the price of the oil yeah. that was last year. 4 euros is the oil that the industry can buy on the market. You have to... transport the oil to the industry.
Yeah.
They have to bottle, so they have to buy all the bottling materials, bottles, labels, boxes. They have to distribute the oil to the stores, and the stores have to sell and try
make
to earn
margin,
make some money on that. So you find the oil at the store for less than 4 euros.
Yeah.
So you're selling for less the price of the oil, the cost of the oil.
Yeah, because I worked with the stores before. You know, if I sell to the store, for them to take 4 euros, they buy for two. They double the price.
Yes.
Imagine the quality of that oil.
It's something to think about. How can they sell in the big stores oils for less than 6-7 euros when
we don't understand. It's impossible, isn't it?
It's impossible. I don't know.
How do you think they do it?
They just lose money. They want to lose money on the oil, on the extra virgin olive oil. Or maybe it's an old oil. They have to get rid of it as soon as possible. So they lower the price and try to get the best price possible, but losing money on it. But the bad thing is that the people that buy that oil are not buying a good quality product. And
because all the benefits of olive oil, you know, it's good for everything. but all the qualities of the olive oil, if it's not high quality, it can even be bad for you.
Yes. It doesn't have all the properties that are good for our health.
It could actually be bad if it's a bad oil.
Yes, yes. And yes, in fact, that's the reason why people should always select the best extra virgin olive oil. Because the higher quality oils will always have the best properties for our health, good for our health.
And it's incredible. I read the other day, 1 deciliter of olive oil, extra very good quality, it has the anti-inflammatory properties that inflammatory pills has. Naturally.
Naturally,
it's fucking...
It's good for everything. It's it has so many health benefits.
Yeah.
I always say the olive oil is 100% fat, but it's cholesterol free, so it helps reduce the cholesterol because it gives us the HDL cholesterol,
which we need,
which is better, the good cholesterol, and it helps fight, let's say, the bad one, the LDL. So it's very important to use the best quality, so we have the real benefits for our health.
Yeah, and we start the harvest in 2 days. Wednesday.
Two more days, we'll start the harvest.
Yeah, and just so people understand the hard work goes into this. Because it's long days, it's all by hand, it's all on the mountains. We can't use machines. You have to lift everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have to understand how many kilos do you pick a day? Like 250.
Let's say a group of. Five people working can get maybe 600-700 kilos of olives.
Yeah,
maybe a little more. It depends a little bit on the quantity of olives on the tree. So if the tree has more olives, it's more productive. Maybe we can get a little bit more. Sometimes we have to.
And how many liters olive oil does that? 600 kilos.
It gives an average of 13 liters. Per
100 kilos.
Every 100 kilos. So 13%.
Precisely. So think about that, people.
Yes.
If that's the work to do, like 13 liters, you have to pick, you know, how can it cost that?
Yes.
It's impossible.
But that's not the only work we do. During the year, we go so many times during the year to do something in the olive grove. Starting from the pruning, and then we have to keep it the land clean because the grass grows, and because it's mountain, unfortunately, there's a high risk that people can light fires around somewhere.
But in Sweden, we have to talk about that. In Sweden, all the green environment, the mad people, they said, like, you know, it's so warm in Italy that the olive groves just goes on fire. And no.
it doesn't go on fire by itself.
It's people who do
it. It's always sick people who like to see the fire burn up the mountains. and they destroy so many trees of everything, olive trees, or also chestnuts.
Yeah.
We have chestnut trees, and it's very bad. They destroy.
What was 3 years ago when we had the fire on our mountains?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you sent me the pictures. You said
seven trees were burned.
Yeah. Yeah. You said sorry, because the ones who had the land near next to us, every tree was burned.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, this is another problem because it's very expensive to keep the land clean, and there's a lot of work. Not everyone does that. So when you have the neighbors who don't clean their property, you have to do part of the work on their land,
yeah, because
to protect yours. So this is an extra work that we have to do.
That's because our we don't use chemicals.
No, absolutely not. So we have to try to keep it clean.
Then ecologisk, some say.
Yes, yes.
How do you say in Italian?
It's biological.
Biological.
Organic.
Organic in English.
Yes.
And then because they use pesticides, because one thing is of course the things that attack the olives, but they also use pesticides to keep the grass away for the fires.
Yes.
And we have to cut it. So only
yes,
that
we cut it by hand,
yeah.
and that what we cut becomes a fertilizer for the trees. So because we cut it and leave it on the ground, and after a while it becomes a organic fertilizer for the land itself.
Yeah, and then we have the biggest fertilizer, who's a big thing for us, for all of everything that grows in this area. We have the volcano.
Yes.
Vesuvius. So every 50 years it has an eruption. It's still one of the world's most active volcanoes.
It's still active. Yeah. It hasn't erupted in a while.
What was it, in the 60s last time?
I think. I'm not sure.
No,
I always forget the day, the year. I always look it up. And then I think it was around the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can check it.
Yeah, and also another thing, you know, our olive grows on terraces, and what is limestone in English? The stone.
The
stone that we use to.
Calcare.
Kalksten in Swedish.
Yeah, kalkare.
And when it rains, the water takes the kalkare. It's the tokalken. So fertilizes.
It's always yes. It's very important for the trees. It receives these properties important for the health of the tree.
Yeah.
It's natural. Also, it receives it from the soil directly. Yeah. And that let's say the property we have, it's on the mountain, and it has all these good advantages of the climate.
Yeah.
It's exposed to the sun. It's always a little windy. Mm. The soil is has naturally the calcare.
Calcare. Calc
okay.
is it.
Okay.
You're the one who speaks English. Calcare, come
yeah, I don't have the term. I'm sorry. So everything is very important for the trees, and it's natural. So this helps us. We are lucky, and this year, as you noticed, our trees have a good quantity of olives compared to other areas.
All of in southern Italy, it's a crisis.
Yes, in Campania and in Durazzano, there are some areas, it's like all spots, let's say. Some areas, they're okay, like where on the mountain where we have our olive trees. And some others, it's very bad. A lot of people are afraid they will not produce the oil for their own consumption.
No, no.
for
our friend Pasquale the Madman.
Yeah,
you buy wines from me. We're gonna do it online, but we stopped for a while. But it's coming again because I love the Madman and I love his wines. But he's not gonna harvest this year.
No,
I went there and he says, "No, it's no olives. I'm not gonna harvest."
Unfortunately, yes, in some areas, yeah. People will not be able to harvest. Yeah. But we will try to get something in other areas.
We
have many farmers in the past that always gave us olives, the extra yeah. olives that we need for our production. I don't only export in Sweden, but also in the United States yeah. and in Germany and other countries. So I always have a group of farmers who help me with the production, yeah. and one way or another,
everybody knows each other here. So
the problem is that the market makes the price. So because there's not a big production of olives, the price may go up a little bit, yeah. and this may affect the price of the oil as well. So we hope we can keep it. Not increase that yeah. much. Unfortunately, we may have to increase a little bit.
Yeah,
I hope
because everything is getting
everything
more,
is,
you know, the bottles and, you know, transport.
Everything is,
and then and for us, you know, with the Swedish krona, it's so yeah. weak.
Yes, yeah. This is another bad thing for you.
Yeah, but we always, because we work together forever, so we always talk. You say we always say, "Paul, I have to rise the price. Can I rise the price?" Of course, we're always going to make.
Because as I always said, we were saying in the beginning, yeah. we produce the olive oil because we like to bring on the tradition.
Yeah.
And it's the passion gives us the strength to do this.
Yeah.
So we don't work for, we need the money because we need the money to live.
Yeah.
But the first thing we want is the satisfaction to serve our customers and make them happy with the olive oil. So
yeah, and it's that you can be proud because you
exactly
whatever everybody says, the olive oil, the quality. We always, every year we show the results from the laboratory.
Yes.
This is our results. This is quality. We don't hide it.
No, absolutely.
Because we sell on quality, so we want people to know our quality.
It's also automatic because mm-hmm. it's the way we produce the olives. We work in the olive grove during mm-hmm. the year in using techniques that are old, centuries old. So everything is turns out to give the quality.
Yeah.
The process also, we have the best technology.
Yeah, but because
to extract the oil,
and that's important because everything until you come here, it's by hand. You know, the only difference from the grandfather it was yeah. we don't use mules.
Right.
We use a tractor, but other it's quite the same. But when we come here, it's all modern, and
yes,
and the oil that we produce now, the oil that my grandfather had, your grandfather had, it's yeah. not near the quality.
No, absolutely.
Can you tell what's the difference?
The machines we have now work all a different way. There's no contact. The olives do not have any contact with the air. The oxygen,
because
that's
the main thing.
Enemy of
oxidation.
So first
Luft,
of all,
the air.
Yeah. So first of all, once the olives arrive to the mill, they are washed.
Yeah.
We take away leaves, stones, dirt, anything that ends into the olives during the harvest. So the olives are clean when they are crushed, and that's the first step. And after the olives are crushed, they go directly into containers, stainless steel containers, and no contact with the air at all. And the steps that follow are also all made in a certain term of time, using not much water, and extracting oil always in stainless steel machines. no contact, as I was saying before, with the air or oxygen. And it's all in low temperatures.
Yeah.
Very low temperatures. That's why we also say the oil can is cold extracted, because we work with temperatures below 27 degrees. And this technique and these steps we check are give us the possibility to produce the best quality oil.
But the main thing is also the harvest, that we make it I've been here for 2 days.
Yes.
And you told me, we're going to start the harvest. And then today, now we're going to wait 2 days. Because we want the exact time.
Yes, there's a time to harvest. Because sometimes the olives, if they are too green, not ready for the harvest, they can give not good flavored oil.
Yeah.
So the best time to harvest is when the olives start turning from green, the color starts turning from green to violet or let's say red. You see the changing of the color. Yeah. And that's the best moment.
Black olives?
The black olives are ready to ripe, and that's not the best oil we can produce. Although there are some varieties of olives that are turn black very quickly. And so even if you see the black color, the olive inside is still pretty good, let's say, for it's not as ripe as it seems, let's say. So it depends on the varieties. Yeah. But the ones we have mostly are green. And we wait until they are they start turning violet. That's the best moment to harvest, and that's the moment we get the best quality, the best taste of the oil, also a better yield.
Yeah.
Because if we harvest too early, we get less oil from the olives.
Yeah. And also with the low oxidation, it keeps longer the oil. It's important because it's even when it's in the end of the year. It has more of everything that makes olive oil good, because if you have a low oxidation in the olive oil, it keeps all the benefits better.
Exactly. That's why I was saying the process is very important for this reason, because during the process, keeping away the oxygen from the oil, we give the oil the best rate of polyphenoli. And
it's a strong antioxidant.
Antioxidants, yes. And also the peroxides. The peroxides, which give us it's the value that says how strong the oil is and how it can last during the year.
Yeah.
So you have with low peroxides means that the oil is pretty is strong, and you can have it for a long term.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, if you taste that first Novel oil,
it's very strong.
It's very strong. Very strong. People haven't tasted. People go.
Yeah, a lot of people complain that it's not good.
Yeah.
Sometimes they think it's bad oil.
Yeah, and it's all the things that are healthy.
Exactly.
It's so healthy that it almost burns you.
And those are the antioxidants that give that pungent taste, you know. So it's important. The process is very important for this reason.
And we have to explain, why do we harvest by hand? It's because we want to protect the olives.
Yes, because during the harvest, we give the olives the input, let's say, for the the oxidation process.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you prick the olives, let's say I'll explain it with a little example.
Yeah.
The oil is in very small drops, like in balloons, let's say, inside the olives. So when we pick the olives, these balloons break, and the oil starts spreading inside the olives. And this is the oxidation process that starts. So if we harvest by hand, it's much more delicate, the yeah, picking the hours. We don't break all these balloons. And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We have more time to process the olives. Instead, if we use machines to pick the olives, they can ruin the olives. They can, let's say that the olives are more stressed, and, yeah, and the oxidation process.
Yeah, but also they're more ripe. You know, it's when you see the tractors, this big harvest, it's all mechanical. They don't pick anything.
No. The olives are ruined by the. By the machines that harvest. Yeah. So if you don't process them immediately, the oxidation will proceed during the day, and the oil that will come from that those olives will have lower lower values of benefits. Mm. If we harvest by hand, we do not ruin the olives. If we process as soon as possible, the same day or the day after, within the morning after, we stop the oxidation process, and we have all the best properties inside the oil. Instead, if we keep the olives for more than 1 day, more than 2 days after the harvest, the oxidation will continue also during the storage of the olives. So once we extract the oil from those olives, we will have peroxides much higher. We will lose polyphenols, the antioxidants, and the oil will not have that pungent taste that we find in the olives that are harvested by hand and processed immediately.
Now I think it's time that we talk about an important thing during the harvest. Because Salvatore, you know, you're one of the nicest persons I ever know. It's you're the most kind, loving person. But when the harvest starts, it's you know, it's all every year. It's a shock that there is this nice man turns into the devil. When we work, you go, Paolo, what the fuck are you doing? In Italian. I every year I'm like in shock. I go, did he just scream to me?
And I don't realize the risk that I'm running when I do that.
You don't give a shit because you're ready to die for the olive oil.
For the olives. No, it's that when I work, I really want to do the best possible. Yeah. I try to do the work as, you know, the best way possible and not waste time. Yeah. I like to do, you know, harvest as much as possible during the day. Yeah. And try to bring the olives as soon as possible to the mill for the
pasta. Yeah, but it's good, though, so that so everybody looks like your uncle's wife, Filomena. Yeah. I think last year, I because we harvest, and then I stepped on some olives, and that's you have to throw them away. Yeah. And on my land, and she, Paolo, don't step on the olives. I want to say it's my olive. It's my olives.
I want to step on them.
If I can step all I want, but I prefer to live, so I didn't.
No, it's that when we work, we always try to do the best thing possible. Yeah, so we try to avoid all the crushing the olives with our feet, or I don't know. Sometimes we don't fix the nets underneath the trees as good as necessary, so the owls fall off the net, and then we waste the product, and that's the reason why we try to make sure everything. We work a little stressed, actually.
I always feel like culturally, because when you work with Swedes are very
calm.
You don't scream, and you work with Italians. Everybody's.
No, it's that. Also, I'm always a little, worried about all the things to do because at the same time I have to harvest, I have to process, I have the bottling sometimes because at the same time you send me the orders to bottle the Novello.
Yeah, because every customer they want the Novello. Right. Everybody, when is it coming?
Yeah. So there's always
stress. Yeah.
So many things to do in a short term of time, and I'm always trying to put everything together and not waste. Too much time
everything
during the day.
Also made by hand. I know we send some of the olive oil, we put the date on it, and some were written wrong. I think it was your daughter who
we made a mistake
with 1 year. And people, but you know, our customers are the best customers. They say, I don't understand. I buy the oil. You go, no, they made. A mistake. It's a daughter of Salvador, no problem. And so we are, our customers are the best. But it's everything is family. It's written by hand. So if you see the date, it's written by hand.
Yes.
And when you force your poor daughter to
my daughter's help, my wife. Yeah. So it's all a family-run business. Yeah. We try to do as much as possible with family members, because we know everyone puts their heart in what they do.
Yeah, because if you hire people, they don't have the passion.
Unfortunately, it's difficult to find workers who do it with so much passion we do.
But we have Enzo.
We have Enzo,
our neighbor,
Yes, he's a good guy. Yeah. He helps us a lot, and he's always available for any emergency.
Yeah.
And yes, so it's a family-run business, and we like it this way. Yeah. So sometimes I prefer not to grow too much, so I can keep working with my family and doing things together, because this is also nice when we work all together. It's a way to reunite the family, because otherwise my daughters want to go out, my wife wants to go shopping. So when we have work to do, everyone's helping.
I remember when I had all my businesses and worked on TV, you know, I called you, and you asked, where are you? No, I'm doing the taxi to a TV show, and how is it going? And you told me once, and it made me think, actually. You said, I understand you have a life is very interesting, but I would never change my life with you. Never. No. I wake up, I do the same as my grandfather. The big difference, I take the tractor, they took the mules. Yeah. I know what to do. I'm a bit jealous of your life.
Everyone's a little jealous of someone else's life. Yeah. So, no, the thing is that I have some periods of hard work, like we were saying before, and I live those moments with a lot of stress, starting from the harvest to the end of the process.
Yeah, you almost sleep.
I don't sleep.
because we
work almost 24 hours a day.
Because we harvest during the day, and then we press, the evening. Yeah.
And no, I don't only produce oil for my own, but I also have farmers bring in their olives because they produce oil for their own, for their family consumption or their customers. So I also work for third parties. So there's a lot of work during the year, during the oil period. So I don't sleep much. I don't eat much. So it's a lot of hard work to follow everything. Everyone's always in a rush. They all, they always bring the aloes without advising me, so I have to fit everyone trying
to... Yeah, it's a queue normally with tractors and...
Yeah, there's always traffic here in the evening. Everyone coming from their land, bringing the aloes directly to the mill because that's what they want. They want to extract the oil as soon as possible. So it is always so much... we're so much busy during the 2 months of
harvest. It's also good for us because we know... You can what if we need more oil if we sold out?
This is important, we know
because you're here.
I always have a chance to increase
check dollars.
Yes. And after this period of hard work, I have a period to relax. So I do everything else is much more calm, and that's why you see me a lovely person. But during the harvest, it's very hard work. I'm always tired and. There's so much to do, and this is pretty difficult.
But the interesting thing here with the farmers here in this part of Italy, it's that you don't only you're not a monoculture growth, because people have the tomatoes, they have maybe apples, olive oil. So you work. You're not a big producer, but you produce everything.
A little of everything. Yes. Actually, the reason is that everyone, if we go back in the years, everyone had a little property, a land, where they tried to produce whatever they needed for their family consumption. So they had a little of everything on their land. Olive trees, cherry trees, apple trees, and that was what they were growing, let's say, in the air. Yeah. And underneath these trees, they would grow corn or wheat or anything else they could produce for their family. So that's the reason why everyone now, today also, can produce a little of everything. Although the farmers who started doing this business as a business, they started removing some of the products to increase others. So that's why now we have much more production of olives and olive oil. Others,
but you do your own wine and
we do our own wine. Yes, actually, it's. It's a little of everything. You know, we like to produce as much as possible with our own hands. We don't want to buy from industries or stores. Just not only this can help us economically because we save money, but mostly because it's the satisfaction to do things with our own hands. So when we drink our wine, we relive the year of hard work, and this gives us satisfaction and joy, and we're proud of this. Very proud of this.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. So Wednesday we start the harvest. Start
Wednesday, hoping.
What do you think of the quality this year?
Oh, it's going to be excellent. The yams look beautiful.
What do your uncle? I always have you ask him. Oh, it's great! It's always good. This year they look really good. The olives.
They're very good. I was a little worried during the past months because the news was not very good. I heard a lot of farmers saying that they did not have olives. Some others were saying that they were not of good quality. Yeah. So
it's going to cost a lot of money, the oil, next year.
Maybe it will. We'll see. We'll see how the harvest.
And we try to keep our oil.
We'll try exactly. We'll try to do our best, keeping the price as low as possible, and try to give mostly the quality. So I just hope people can continue recognizing the quality of the oil. And going back to the mistake with the label, with the date, the expiration date, everyone should always check the oil inside the bottle. Yeah. So this also for the... if you want, they want to compare the artisan oil with the industrial oil. If they taste the freshness if they open a bottle of oil and they can smell the freshness of the grass, and they can like feel the sense of grass of green, something green, something fresh, that is already a good sign that the oil inside the bottle.
But I think people nowadays, we have the nose here because we should feel when something's not good. But people don't use it. They look at the label on
Exactly. So
use the nose.
Use the nose. Open the bottle. Use your nose. Yeah. Then you taste the oil, and if it has that pungent taste, if it's bitter and pungent, that's the guarantee that the oil is fresh and is excellent quality.
Yeah.
And they should be afraid when they find the oil that doesn't...
You can smell that it's high.
Yes, sometimes it has a bad smell also. Yeah. So they should just try to check this. And if there's a mistake on the expiration date, they will recognize it by themselves.
Last question: when you have people working for you, Salvatore, why do you your wife try to kill them?
My wife tries to kill people.
Yeah, no, she tried to kill me yesterday.
Well, because she wanted you to eat a little bit more.
It was crazy. It's okay. I came in and wife told me, "No, he's called in the last minute. I have to make something small and fast."
Well, it's always our mentality.
It was an assassination attempt.
No, it's that when we do something, we always do it with great pride.
Yeah.
So once we cook something, the women that cook mostly here in Italy that are better than us men, they always do their best.
What are you saying? Women are better than men cooking?
Well, I talk for myself. I'm not a good cook, so I don't cook well. My wife always complains against me, saying, "You don't even know how to cook an egg." But no, I do something.
Yeah.
Not much, but I do something. I have a good wife, a good cook, so it's not necessary that I have to learn that too. I do other things. So, as I was saying, in Italy, we always cook the best things possible. We best ingredients, so tomatoes, housemade, homemade, oil, the best olive oil, the best pasta we can buy on the market. Sometimes it's homemade pasta. Yeah. So we like to cook a lot of food, and then we push to finish that food.
Yeah.
So when, unfortunately, you find yourself here in Italy and you eat at my house, or maybe also at your relative's house in Mataloni, it's the same thing because that's what we had.
Yesterday was, then I have to make to visit all my relatives, and you have to take, the biscotti, you have a cake, and, take this, you go to...
And you have to eat it.
Yeah, because they get angry. I said, but they bring big cake. No, it's Sunday. We eat the torta with Sundays. You have to eat it. Oh my God!
And so because we cook quality.
Yeah.
We put a lot of passion in what we do in the kitchen, and we don't want to waste anything. So
I had a great saying: normal people, they eat to live. Italians live to eat.
Yes, that's true.
No, but it's. I was thinking about this the other day. We were at your uncle's house, the B&B, and they had Melanulca. We have a special apple here in our region that's protected.
Yes.
And the only Italians can think of this because they pick the apple when it's green, they put it on the ground on grass, and they turn it one or two times, and it
gets
two times, and it gets red, and it's incredible, the apple. But who got the idea?
It's the variety of apples that we produce in Campania.
Yeah.
In Sant'Agata is one of the biggest areas where this apple is produced. So it's particular because it's picked, as you were saying, green. Yeah. So before it can be eaten, it has to... let's say it turns ripe on the ground.
Yeah.
Not on the tree, but on the ground. So we have to spread it on the ground, and once it gets red on one side, we turn it and we make sure it gets red on the other side, and that's when it's completely ripe and we can start eating the apple. Yeah. It has the that sweet taste, and this is also a very important apple for our health. It has benefits for us.
And we were talking about that starting importing next year, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
It was a bad year for the apples this year too. A little for everything. The grapes.
Yeah.
The grapes. Cherries. We had a bad harvest.
Yeah.
During this year, for everything. Every crop was very difficult to produce this year.
But
we hope it can get better next year.
But we have, thank God, we have some more.
This is one thing I always say: if there's no passion in the farmers, they could never do this work, because there's nothing worse than working a whole year and not being able to harvest. We work in the olive grove. I talk about the olives because this is something I do most, a whole year. And when it comes to October, my joy, my happiness is when I harvest, because all the work I did before, I collect it, you know, my satisfaction, also my profit at the end of the year. And when it comes to the harvest and you don't have olives on the trees, I mean, you should
all
say,
work,
I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. If I have to work the whole year and then in October I can't harvest, who lets me do this? I mean, it's not worth. But after the harvest goes bad, we start all over again. So we start doing all the things again and again, hoping that the next year could be better. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. So if there's no passion in what we do, we could never be farmers. Yeah. This is something, and it's for everything, for the olives, for the grapes, and it's something that people should understand. And when they buy food, they should understand how much work there is behind that fruit stand.
Yeah. Exactly. So all women, you have to think now, because in our olive oil, it's so much passion, you can get pregnant.
Too much.
thank you, Salvatore.
Thank you, Paolo. And
don't scream at me.
Understand me. You know why I scream.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I love that you scream, because you're passionate. That's good. So remember that when you take the olive oil, every olive Salvatore screamed at me, Paolo. Thank you. And
okay.
This year.
I just want to say hello to all the Swedish consumers of olive oil, and try always to choose the best and enjoy the oil, and mostly the new olive oil, the Novello that we will send very soon with Roberto's.
Okay. Thank you, Salvatore.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.